Part 6.
Hey, Miss Fairfax has just called to see Mr. Worthing. She says it is on very important business.
Isn't Mr. Worthing in his library?
Mr. Worthing went to Canon Jazebo's house some time ago.
Please ask the lady to come out into the garden and join me. Mr. Worthing is sure to be back soon. And you can bring tea.
Yes, miss.
Miss Fairfax. I suppose she is one of the many good women who help Uncle Jack with his charitable work in London. I don't really like women who are interested in charitable work. I think it is so presumptuous of them.
Miss Fairfax.
Let me introduce myself to you. My name is Cicely Cardew.
Cicely Cardew? What a very sweet name. I think we are going to be great friends. I like you already more than I can say. My first impressions of people are never wrong.
How nice of you to like me so much when we have known each other for such a short time. Please, sit down.
I may call you Cicely, may I not?
Of course, with pleasure.
And you will always call me Gwendolyn, won't you?
If you wish.
Then that is all quite settled, is it not?
I hope so.
Perhaps this is a good opportunity to tell you who I am. My father is Lord Bracknell. You have never heard of Papa, I suppose?
I don't think so.
Outside the family circle, Papa, I am glad to say, is completely unknown. I think that is quite right. The home seems to me to be the proper place for a man. Certainly, once a man begins to neglect his duties at home, it makes him very attractive. Cicely, Mama, whose views on education are very strict, has brought me up to be extremely short-sighted. It is part of her system. So do you mind me looking at you through my glasses?
Oh, not at all, Gwendolyn. I like being looked at.
You are here on a short visit, I suppose?
Oh, no. I live here.
Really? Your mother, or an elderly female relation, lives here also?
No. I have no mother, nor, in fact, any relations.
Indeed.
My dear guardian, with the help of Miss Prism, has the difficult task of looking after me.
Your guardian?
Yes. I am Mr. Worthing's ward.
Oh, it is strange that he never mentioned to me that he had a ward. How secretive of him. He is becoming more interesting every hour. However, I am not sure that I am delighted by this news. I have liked you ever since I met you, Cicely. But now that I know you are Mr. Worthing's ward, I must say that I wish you were, well, a bit older than you seem to be, and not quite so pretty. In fact, if I may speak candidly...
Please do. I think that when one has anything unpleasant to say, one should always be quite candid.
Well, to be quite candid, Cicely, I wish that you were at least 42 years old and extremely plain. Ernest has an honourable, truthful nature. He would never be deceitful. But the most honourable men can be influenced by the beauty of others. Modern history, and indeed ancient history, give us many painful examples of what I refer to. Indeed, history would be quite unreadable if it were not so.
I beg your pardon, Gwendolyn. Did you say Ernest?
Yes.
Oh, but it is not Mr. Ernest Worthing who is my guardian. It is his brother, his elder brother.
Ernest never mentioned to me that he had a brother.
I am sorry to say that they have not got on well with each other for a long time.
Ah, I see. And now I think about it, I have never heard any man mention his brother. Most men don't seem to like the subject. Cicely, you have lifted a weight from my mind. I was becoming almost anxious. It would have been awful if any cloud had come across such a special friendship, would it not? Are you quite sure that it is not Mr. Ernest Worthing who is your guardian?
Quite sure. In fact, I am going to be his guardian.
I beg your pardon?
dearest Gwendolyn. There is no reason why I should keep it a secret from you. It will be in the local newspaper next week. Mr. Ernest Worthing and I are engaged to be married.
My darling Cicely, I think that there must be some small mistake. Mr. Ernest Worthing is engaged to me. The announcement will appear in the newspapers on Saturday at the latest.
I am afraid that you are mistaken. Ernest proposed to me exactly 10 minutes ago.
It is very strange, because he asked me to be his wife yesterday afternoon at 5:30. Please check for yourself. I never travel without my diary. One should always have something exciting to read on the train. I am so sorry, dear Cicely, if it is any disappointment to you, but I am afraid that I was his first choice.
It would make me very sad, dear Gwendolyn, to cause you any pain. But I feel I must point out that since Ernest proposed to you, he has clearly changed his mind.
If the poor fellow has been trapped into making a foolish promise, it is my duty to rescue him at once, and firmly.
If my dear boy has got into an unfortunate entanglement, I will never reproach him for it when we are married.
Are you calling me an entanglement, Miss Cardew? You are presumptuous. On an occasion of this kind, it becomes more than a duty to speak one's mind. It becomes a pleasure.
Do you suggest, Miss Fairfax, that I trapped Ernest into an engagement? How dare you? This is no time to pretend to have good manners. When I see a spade, I call it a spade.
I am glad to say that I have never seen a spade. It is obvious we do not live in the same social circle.
Shall I set the table for afternoon tea here as usual, miss?
Yes, as usual.
Are there many interesting walks near here, Miss Cardew?
Oh, yes, a great many. From the top of one of the hills, one can see 5 counties.
5 counties? I don't think I should like that. I hate crowds.
I suppose that is why you live in town.
This is quite a well-kept garden, Miss Cardew.
I'm glad you like it, Miss Fairfax.
I had no idea there were any flowers in the country.
Oh, flowers are as common here, Miss Fairfax, as people are in London.
Personally, I cannot imagine how anyone manages to live in the country. If anybody who is anybody does, the country always bores me to death.
Would you like some tea, Miss Fairfax?
Yes, thank you. Hateful girl, but I want some tea.
Sugar?
No, thank you. Sugar is not fashionable anymore.
Cake or bread and butter?
Bread and butter, please. Cake is not seen in the best houses nowadays.
Give that to Miss Fairfax.
You have filled my tea with lumps of sugar, and though I asked for bread and butter, you have given me cake. I am known to be sweet-tempered, but I warn you, Miss Cardew, you may go too far.
I would go any distance to save my poor, innocent, trusting boy from being trapped by a girl like you.
I have distrusted you from the moment I saw you. I felt you were false and deceitful. I am never wrong in such matters. My first impressions of people are always right.
It seems to me that I am keeping you from other appointments. No doubt you have many other similar calls to make in the area.
Ernest! My own Ernest!
Gwendolyn, darling!
Wait a moment. May I ask if you are engaged to be married to this young lady?
To dear little Cicely? Of course not! What could have put such an idea into your pretty little head?
Thank you. You may kiss me.
I knew there must be some kind of misunderstanding, Miss Fairfax. The gentleman whose arm is at present around your waist is my guardian, Mr. Jack Worthing.
I beg your pardon?
This is Uncle Jack.
Jack? Oh!
Here is Ernest.
My own laugh.
Wait a moment, Ernest. May I ask you, are you engaged to be married to this young lady?
To what young lady? Good heavens, Gwendolyn. Of course not. What could have put such an idea into your pretty little head?
Thank you. You may kiss me.
I felt there was some slight error, Miss Cardew. The gentleman whose arm is at present around your waist is my cousin, Mr. Algernon Moncrief.
Algernon Moncrief? Oh! Are you called Algernon?
I cannot deny it.
Oh!
Is your name really Jack?
I could deny it if I liked. I could deny anything if I liked. But my name certainly is Jack. It has been Jack for years.
We have both been terribly deceived.
My poor wounded Cicely.
My poor wronged Gwendolyn.
Please, will you call me sister?
Oh.
There is just one question I would like to ask my guardian.
A very good idea. Mr. Worthing, there is just one question I would like permission to ask you. Where is your brother Ernest? We are both engaged to be married to your brother Ernest, so it is important for us to know where he is at present.
Gwendolyn, Cicely, it is very painful for me, but I must speak the truth. It is the first time in my life that I have been in such a painful position, and I am quite inexperienced at doing this. However, I will tell you honestly that I have no brother Ernest. I have no brother at all. I have never had a brother in my life, and I don't intend ever to have a brother in the future.
No brother at all?
None.
Did you ever have a brother of any kind?
Never. Not of any kind.
I am afraid, Cicely, that neither of us is engaged to be married to anyone.
It is not a very pleasant position for a young girl suddenly to find herself in, is it?
Let us go into the house. They will not follow us into the house, will they?
No. Men are so cowardly, aren't they?
I suppose that this awful business is what you call bunburying, is it?
Yes, and it's the best bunburying I have ever done in my life.
Well, you have no right to bunbury here.
That is absurd. One has a right to bunbury wherever one chooses. Every serious Bunburyist knows that.
What are you saying? Serious Bunburyist? Good heavens!
Well, one must be serious about something if one wants to enjoy one's life. I am serious about Bunburying. I have no idea what you are serious about. I suppose you are serious about everything.
Well, the only satisfaction I get from this awful business is that you won't be able to Bunbury any more. Your friend Bunbury is quite finished. You won't be able to run away from town to the country quite so often now, Algy. And that's a very good thing.
Your brother isn't very well, is he, Jack? Dead, in fact. You won't be able to run away to town from the country quite so often now. And that's a very good thing, too.
And you have behaved very badly towards Miss Cardew. I must say that deceiving a sweet, simple girl like Cicely is very wicked of you, to say nothing of the fact that she is my ward.
I must say that deceiving a brilliant, clever young lady like Miss Fairfax is very wicked of you, to say nothing of the fact that she is my cousin.
I wanted to be engaged to Gwendolyn, that is all. I love her.
Well, I simply wanted to be engaged to Cicely. I adore her.
There is certainly no chance of you marrying Miss Cardew.
I don't think there is much chance of you marrying Miss Fairfax, Jack.
I can't understand how you can sit there calmly eating muffins when we are in this awful trouble. You seem to me to be perfectly heartless.
Well, I can't eat muffins in an agitated manner. The butter would probably get on my cuffs. One should always eat muffins calmly. It is the only way to eat them.
I think that it is perfectly heartless to be eating muffins at all in the circumstances.
When I am in trouble, eating is the only thing which makes me feel better. Indeed, when I am in very great trouble, I refuse everything except food and drink. At present, I am eating muffins because I am unhappy. Besides, I like muffins.
Well, that is no reason why you should eat them all.
Please, will you have tea cake instead? I don't like tea cake.
Good heavens! I think a man may eat his own muffins in his own garden.
But you just said that it was perfectly heartless to eat muffins.
I said it was perfectly heartless of you to eat muffins. That is very different.
Maybe, but the muffins are the same.
Algy, I wish you would go.
You can't ask me to go without giving me some dinner. I never go without my dinner. Besides, I have just arranged with Canon Chasuble to be baptized at 5:45. I am going to be baptized with the name of Ernest.
My dear fellow, no, you aren't. That is nonsense. I arranged with Canon Chasuble to be baptized myself at 5:30. I will, of course, take the name Ernest. Gwendolyn would want me to. We cannot both be baptized with the name Ernest. It's absurd. Besides, I have a right to be baptized if I like. There is no evidence that I have ever been baptized. I think it very likely that I never was, and so does Canon Chasuble. It is different for you. You have been baptized already.
Yes, but that was years ago.
Yes, but you have been baptized. That is the important thing.
Yes, indeed. So I know my health can bear it. I must say, I think that it is rather dangerous for you to be baptized now. It might make you very unwell. You can't have forgotten that a close relative very nearly died in Paris this week of a bad cold.
Yes, but you said yourself that a bad cold was not hereditary.
I know it didn't used to be, but it probably is now. Science is always making wonderful improvements.
Oh, that is nonsense. You always talk nonsense.
Jack, muffins again. I wish you wouldn't. There are only 2 left. I told you I was particularly fond of muffins.
But I hate tea cake.
Then why on earth do you serve tea cake to your guests? I don't like your ideas of hospitality.
Algernon, I have already told you to go. I don't want you here. Why don't you go?
Because I haven't finished my tea yet. I have 1 muffin left.